Thoughts on the Kingdom. Translated. I'm looking at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. This is a very powerful text, and how it speaks today. God has rescued us. Paul, writing to the Colossian believer, says, God has rescued us. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us, translated us, transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and so on. But is this thought of translated, transferred men? God has translated us, says the believer. The believer can say of himself, God has translated me. He has transferred me out of one dominion, the dominion of darkness, the dominion of Satan, the dominion and rule of the flesh, human thinking, human reasoning. And he's brought me, delivered me, translated me, rescued me into this newness, this new kingdom, this glorious kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, the Son he loves. Now, this is such a powerful word. We are new men. That was the previous discourse. We've been regenerated. I've been speaking on that over several discourses. And this is what it's leading up to. God has taken us out, brother and sister, out of one realm, one system, one dominion. And he's brought us into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, this is what I said in the previous discourse, I know, but it needs saying again here. Can you not see the futility of the modern evangelical system? Oh, we got so many people attending church now, or chapel, whatever you like to call it. Have you? Well, we got so many opportunities. We talk to so many people. My friend, it's not attending chapel. It's not attending church. It's not being spoken to. It's not being given a John's Gospel. It's not being given a Bible. It's not being entertained with a cup of coffee and trained in a course of Christianity. What is needed is to be translated, transferred out of the realm and rule and governance of Satan, sin, and darkness, and be made new creatures and citizens of a new world, thinking a different way, not the human, fleshly way of the past, but to be new creatures in Christ Jesus and be brought into the kingdom of Christ. So we're taken out of earthly systems and brought into the realm and rule and governance of God in Christ. So our citizenship is now in heaven. We don't belong anymore to this world. The old Negro spiritual is right. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Now, I happen to be English. Okay. You happen to be American or Indian or Chinese or Russian or whatever it might be. Very well. But that's not the important thing. I'm not saying it's unimportant or no importance at all. But the real thing is, do you belong to Christ? Are you in the kingdom of Christ? Have you passed from death to life? Have you passed from carnality into spirituality? Have you been born again? Well, the Colossians knew that they had. And Paul can say to them, God has delivered us in his sovereign act. He has taken our feet out of the miry clay. He's taken us out of the miry clay and placed our feet upon a rock. For he has rescued us, delivered us sovereignly from the dominion of darkness, the rule and reign of darkness, the mess and morass of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of Christ. Until we can say that and know that, then we shall never see the kingdom. We shall never enter the kingdom, because this is the way of entrance into the kingdom, by the sovereign translation of God in regeneration. May God give us no peace until we all know that we have been translated out of the dominion of darkness, and brought into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.